Whack Matters is brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial where you can test out Audible's awesome audiobook monthly subscription service. Make sure to go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters.
If you are listening to this podcast right now with your ears, thank you. You could have listened to anything and you chose this.
And you know, so Michael, you know how long this podcast usually runs?
Yeah.
I am incredibly grateful for anybody who listens to this, like, even if they kind of skip through, but just tries to digest the larger content, the large chunk of content we put out every week. Like, it means a lot more than I think we act like it does sometimes. Because, like, oh, sorry, let me rephrase that. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I really wish, like, a lot more people listened to this, but, like, I know at least one person who's not directly related to me who listens to it every week. And that, like, that means a lot. That's really cool to me.
10 out of 10. All right, I want to start off the jokes off and the real seriousness off at the same time with something. Okay. I have an addendum to a thing that we had talked about earlier. I don't
remember. Is
this
the first time we're going back on a thing we rated?
I want to say that even though we are trying to do humankind a service, and I think that we are powerful, we do make some mistakes every once in a while.
We're powerful, but still fallible.
Yeah. So here's
the thing. The joke there was just that they rhymed.
Didn't we talk about desserts? And yeah. We talked about anything but fruit?
Yeah.
I forgot about Rice Krispies.
Ooh, Rice Krispies.
Because I really like
Rice
Krispies, and I wanted to give them a quick 9 out of 10.
However, have you had store-bought Rice Krispies?
They're not that good.
They're not nearly as good as homemade Rice Krispies.
My wife makes real good Rice Krispies.
Homemade Rice Krispies are the bomb.
So I wanted to apologize for that mistake that we made, and we want to make sure that in the future we don't make mistakes like that. I'm sorry I'm a little sweaty. I spent the last couple minutes in virtual reality. And
so let me, for those moms who don't really know what VR is, Michael spent the last few minutes plugged into the Matrix.
You know how you hear about new things that you should be scared of for your children? This is one of those things, because if you thought, this is funny, if you thought video games were teaching people how to be violent before, this one, I feel like I'm holding a gun and I am shooting people.
Well, so what big video game has actually been trying to do is, and they did this a little bit with the Aaron Stone TV show and stuff. Mm-hmm. They're trying to use video games to train the next. So, Michael, do you know how many dollars we spend on soldiers, like the training of soldiers?
Well, the government shut down. So,
okay, before that means they ran out of all their money, right?
It means they decided that. It means that the people in charge couldn't approve the budget, so it's basically the equivalent of when, like, a three-year-old says, I want this toy, and the other three-year-old says, well, I want this toy.
And then they dip?
And then they just throw them down on the ground because neither can have their way. And then everyone just sits there.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah. Actually. I think... So what you're saying is when they two people had a disagreement, so they just quit going to work?
Well... It's like, what if we had money? Like, what if this site made us money?
Yeah, okay.
And we were like,
there's a merch link on the list.
And you were like, hey, I think we should buy a camera because this camera is just kind of janky and bad. And I was like, well, actually, I think we should buy better mics because our audio isn't as good as it should be. And you were like, but I think we should buy the camera. And I'm like, but I think we should buy the mics. And instead of like
figuring that out,
coming to a disagreement, we just shut the money off and went home. Yeah.
So anyway, as I was saying, they used to spend a lot of dollars training soldiers. So the big government and big video games have teamed up, and now using virtual reality, they're trying to train the next wave of American soldiers.
And it's working. I am your next American soldier. You can tell I'm skinnier than last episode.
Michael is skinnier, and let me just say this, Michael, I've never looked at you. Till I came downstairs watching you play Super Hot, but there's a good second I was like, John Wick! Oh, it's just my brother, Michael.
I was going for Jason Bourne, but I'll take John Wick.
At least Jacket!
One of them was a government agent. The other one was, you know, a mob hitman.
A hitman.
This
I have a question, Michael.
Yeah.
if you're going to Hitman school before you graduate, are you known as Punch Boys?
No. Absolutely not.
Sorry, go ahead.
This is Life's What You Rate It. This is the podcast where me and my brother rate everything on a scale from 1 to 10. My name's Michael. His name is...
Mark. Sorry, I was drinking Mountain Dew.
And, yeah, that's what we do. We hang out, we make jokes, and we do stuff, and we try to get famous. And mostly make people laugh, because we're not going to get famous, but we have made people laugh. Succeeded, 1 out of 2.
What?
What? I said we make people laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're not famous?
No.
I got recognized one time.
But not for this?
Yeah, but not for this. But I am famous, just not because of this.
So, what'd you bring to rate this week?
Okay, I brought it with me.
Uh-oh, you got show and tell?
I got show and tell.
Okay, well, I'll describe the audio. He can do the video.
I have to grab the thing.
Okay, he's standing up and he's going to go to his backpack and grab stuff. I like how pre-planned out our production is. Okay, here what we have is, oh no, it looks like a Pringles box of sour cream and onion Pringles with Lucio from Overwatch on it. For you moms, that's a video game character from the video game Overwatch. It says you get a free loot box once you pop the top. Fun little stuff.
Ah, dude. Okay, so, Michael,
mm-hmm.
How many times have you been eating some chips and the chip got a little jagged and does this funny prank where it stabs you in the mouth?
In the roof of my mouth?
Yeah.
More times than I can count. Too many times.
How many times does that happen with a Pringle?
Never.
So, Michael, here's my...
Are Pringles soft?
They're a little softer.
Okay.
That's my whole pitch. And I guess I'm not pitching Pringles to you. I just want to talk about them.
Okay.
But I think one of the strongest advantages that Pringles have are the fact that there's a good crunch. Let me open up the Pringles. We can eat them and we can talk about the crunch.
In the midst of this government shutdown and all of the political things that are going on and even all the YouTube drama that's going on, I'm glad that we understand priorities. And the priority that we have to go over right now is these Pringles. I'm going to eat this for the show and for the Vine, but I think sour cream and onion is a disgusting flavor.
Oh. So.
It doesn't smell as bad as they normally do, though.
Are these, no, okay? These are better than... They don't taste like other sour cream and onion stuff.
Here we go. Taking a bite. How do you eat these, by the way? What's your method?
Okay, so actually, it's the thing I want to talk about. It needs to factor into our rating of Pringles. What do you think the crunch is first, though? And crunch is good?
That's pretty softy. I like it, though. I don't like super crunchy food.
Like, there's a good crunch to it, but like you're never going to hurt a tooth on a Pringle. Now, one thing you brought up was, how do you eat a Pringle?
How do you eat a Pringle? It looked like you just ate it sideways a second ago.
Okay, yeah. For the audio method, so there's...
The Pringle essentially looks like a tongue.
Yeah.
Sticking out.
Sticking out. And the way it's angled and the way it's seasoned is bad. Because the way it's angled, you would want to put it on top of your tongue, like the inverse tongue, because it fits better in your mouth and right on the tongue. That way it kind of hugs it a little bit.
That's not the way I eat it.
That's not how you're supposed... But, like, look. It looks like it's made to do that.
It does look like it's supposed to conform to your tongue, but the flavor's on the other side.
The flavor's on the other side.
Yeah. Yes, okay. So, I thought you were eating them sideways. I also eat them upside down the correct way.
So...
Yeah, these are kind of good.
Yeah.
I don't even like sour cream and onion, but I can eat these.
No, these are good. So, the main thing I want to focus on is the pros and cons versus these two regular chips. Now, Michael, we all know your favorite chip is the nacho chip.
Mm-hmm. Yo, real quick, I just have to say something. I don't think I've ever had a bad Pringle.
Ooh, that's a good point.
I thought this was going to be a flavor I didn't like, but I don't think I've ever eaten one I didn't like.
I'm trying to think if there is a bad Pringle. I don't, actually, because you say you don't like sour cream and onion, I don't like cheddar-flavored chips, usually.
The cheddar Pringles are fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
I mean, I'm not going to say...
They're not my favorite.
Honestly, I like the straight the best, like straight Pringles the best, but I don't think I've ever eaten a Pringle that I didn't like.
I think my favorite is jalapeno.
Okay. But
original's probably second, and then this is third.
All right, what was your question? The crunchiness?
Yeah, no, what do you think, like, what do you like about nacho chips? What is the biggest draw about those to
you? For those who haven't heard the other episodes, we're talking about just straight up tortilla chips. I like that they are crisp but thin, and sometimes they even have a light fluffiness to them. I like that they're extremely salty if you get the right kind. Because mostly when I eat a chip, I just want to eat a salt.
I just want salt.
I want a salt carb. And I mostly just think they taste good. That's the number one reason I eat a chip.
So, Pringles crunchy. They have the crunch to you.
They have a good crunch.
They are... Now, what do you think? I would argue Pringles are heavier than other chips. Now, Pringles aren't technically chips, are they?
They look like chips to me.
I think there's like a weird... I think they're a... Hold on.
If you were to ask me
they're
what a
potato crisps. They're not chips.
They're chips, they're dude. If you were to ask me what a Pringle is, though, it does look like the plywood version of a chip. Like you took a bunch of chips and mashed them into one piece. Am I wrong? He's laughing right now.
No. So, is that what Pringles are made out of? So, like the salty Pringles, do they just kind of take the leftover salty mix of the other things and they
compress them?
Yeah, they compress
them. That's what it looks like to me, but I don't know. It would also explain why the flavor's softer.
Yeah, and why everything about it's soft.
Excuse me. That? I had to expel a demon quick.
So, I'm a big fan of Pringles.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't buy them very often. So, here's another con for Pringles. Have you seen how big this tub is?
Yeah.
Hold on.
All right, he's... Uh-oh, he's standing up. And now he's trying to pour some Pringles out onto a table. Yo, hand me some of those Pringles. I'm going to eat some. I like Pringles. Thanks.
Okay. Michael, try to get your hand up in this to grab another Pringle.
Okay, I am so glad that you brought this up because the box is now half empty. He handed me a half empty box of Pringles. I'm now going to try to get a Pringle, and I can't do it without tipping them, and then I have to be very, very, very careful to not crunch the side. And let me tell you what, there's another thing that we got to bring up that's more than just the logistics, because it's very hard to get a Pringle out when the box is half empty. At some point near the bottom of that box, the Pringles get a little sweaty. You start to get a little bit of, what's the word? Moist Pringle?
Moist. Okay, so Michael, that's actually part of the charm. So most of those bullcrap chips you have a serving size on them, but Pringles don't.
What does it say right there?
Shut up. Pringles don't have a serving size, so every time you open a Pringle, it's a challenge. It starts a timer, and you have to eat the Pringles fast enough to not let them get moist. And that's so it's like a challenge. It's a challenge every time you open. Every time you pop, you gotta to make the fun.
You can't
not stop.
Let the fun stop.
You can't let the fun stop because if the fun stops, it's gonna be a soggy Pringle. It's gonna be gross and bad.
And you know that it's someone else's hand sweat. If it was your own hand sweat, it wouldn't be the same. But you know it's someone else's because, well, I've never eaten a box of Pringles by myself. And by box,
really?
I mean tube.
Cone?
Why do they come not in tubes? Cone. Why do Pringles come in tubes, dude? They stack fine, but they're hard to
eat. So here's the thing. Pro to it coming in a tube. Have you thrown a bag of chips in a backpack before?
No.
Okay, well...
But that seems nice. You could do that.
Oh, boy.
You could definitely throw a thing of Pringles in your backpack and it'd be fine. That's
you
dope.
You throw a bag of chips in a backpack. They get all crunched up and you're sad about it. You throw some Pringles in there. Yeah, like a little bit of the edges will come out a little rough because if you shake it around, they'll break.
I apologize for those people that are listening to the audio. I realize I'm going to be eating chips most of this episode.
Most of the episode, yeah. Which is why I was going to try to push till I go second, but yes and whatnot. So. Yeah. You can do that with Pringles. Pringles are very good. And I realize also now that we're roughly 16 minutes into this podcast, I haven't really been making a lot of jokes as much as I have been actually just talking about my opinion on Pringles.
Listen, this podcast is a freedom to talk about Pringles. We made a joke about hand sweat.
We did a hand sweat joke. Oh, hold on. This is the best Pringle joke. I'm going to use it real quick.
I have a feeling this is going to be a visual joke, but I'll describe it to you.
It is a visual joke.
Mark has taken two Pringles and he's flipped them upside down. I don't know what he's doing. Oh, he put them in his mouth. And let me tell you, folks.
Quack, quack, quack.
He resembles a duck. He resembled a duck with lips. I mean, duck bills.
Bills.
Man, that was funny, dude. He just looked exactly like a
duck. So that's a pro. A pro of Pringles is you can do the funny duck.
Is your name Howard? Because you looked like a duck.
Is that my brother Marcus or Donald? I can't even tell, dude.
So, pros, they taste good. The consistency is good. Downside, you can't eat them without sweaty palms.
There's there's no bad Pringles.
No bad Pringles. That's a huge pro.
Very big pro. So, Like, have you ever been at the store and Molly goes, I want some Ritos, and you're like, okay. I had to change the name of them because we're sponsored by Pringles this episode. Not
those other Tostitos chips that are orange. Yeah,
not the other Eatos. And Molly goes, I want Ritos. And they're like, oh, man, well, they don't have nacho cheese Ritos, so I got to get some of that Cool Ranch Ritos. And then that flavor's not as good.
I have a secret.
Well, you don't like any of them.
I'm a fat person who doesn't like Doritos. What? And I'm a gamer. I'm a gaming fat person who... Sorry.
Oh, okay. Let me redo the thing. Hey, Molly, do you want the puffy Cheetos? Oh, dang it. They don't have any of the puffy Cheetos. They only have the crunchy... You like both Cheetos, don't you?
I do, but crunchies are better.
Wrong.
No, crunchy Cheetos puffy are better.
Puffy Cheetos are way better, dude.
Puffy Cheetos
are so
like,
good.
Are like a 7. Here's the thing, right? When you want a Cheeto, nothing else will do. But sometimes you don't want a Cheeto. I don't feel like they're the everyday snack.
That's fair.
So, if you want a Cheeto, you need a Cheeto. A Cheeto is a 10 out of 10 perfect snack.
Yeah.
If you don't want a Cheeto, a fluffy Cheeto is more like a 6, and a regular Cheeto is more like a 7.
I'll say, no, dude, I would say they have to be on par with each other, or Puffy's higher. I love Puffy Cheetos. I don't like crunchy ones.
Puffy Cheetos are a lot easier to have go south if they get slightly too stale.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The best part about... And so this is going to sound like a giant negative of Puffy Cheetos. So you throw a Puffy Cheeto and it's like styrofoam in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And you and it gets all like gooey almost.
Yeah.
And stuck to all of your teeth.
Mm-hmm. Every crevice in there.
And then you throw like 6 or 7 more in at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep doing that. And then you get to play a fun game of cleaning all of your teeth off with your tongue.
When I was...
And that sounds like a negative to some of you people, but let me tell you, it is some of the most... Is when I would stay out super late sometimes, and it'd be like late at night while I'm driving, it's a good way to not fall asleep, clean Cheeto off your teeth.
When I was a young boy, I used to have competitions where I would try to see... We would like lay out 40 puffy Cheetos and see who could get 40 puffy Cheetos into their gob the fastest. I was very good at the game. But let me tell you, if you try to shove 40 puffy Cheetos into your gob, that's a teeth cleaning nightmare.
Then you just go to the dentist.
That's when you just take out your dentures and start anew. Like, respawn your teeth.
One time I tried to see how many pizza rolls I could fit in my mouth, and Mom yelled at me.
I just moved my arm across my face, and my tooth caught in my arm hair and pulled one out. It was stuck in my tooth. That's a unique experience I've never had happen.
I watched it. Speaking of hair and teeth, I watched a TV show today and a guy did a headbutt and it was doing like a flash between the guy recovering after a fight and the guy during the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy does a headbutt and then it cuts to him recovering and he pulls 2 teeth out of his head. And I said, that's what I said out loud.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask my girlfriend about it.
And now back to your regular schedule programming. Pringles are good.
Pringles are like a 9 out of 10, I think.
Nine?
Because there's no bad one.
A 9 is so high, though.
Yeah, but there's no bad Pringles.
But I never eat them. I don't feel like for it to be a 9, it would have to be something that I just desire and want.
Okay, Michael. You can't say that... Okay, well, here's the thing, though. You would never turn one away.
I'm a fat person. There's not a lot of food I turn away.
But no, I don't know any person who turned away a Pringle.
Here we go. The thing that may give this a 9 is the fact that I did ask for more, even though there's sour cream and onion. That has to mean something, because I normally am repulsed
by that. It's a flavor you don't like, and you still want more of them.
I normally dislike sour cream and onion so much that if my wife has eaten one, I don't even want a smooch.
Michael, you popped, and now you can't stop.
Yeah. I mean, I am stopping because I think I'm good, but the fun didn't stop until I wanted it to.
Yeah, and also another reason that I've not just kind of been munching down on all of these is because we are recording this podcast. If we were not, I would have gone Wolfman mode.
But here's a negative, though. Now I just want to go eat some more tortilla chips. Now that you got me in the chip eating mindset.
That's a pro.
I mean, that is a pro.
It's a food that makes you want... It's a food that goes, oh, now I have the indesirable taste for the other food I like.
That's a weird, it's a weird flex, but okay.
So, like, for instance, I always have some sort of very good meat when I eat green beans. So sometimes I'll eat a green bean and then I won't have, like, good chicken or steak to go with it. But then I have an excuse being a single person who doesn't have a lot of expenses of just going to a store buying a steak.
This is unrelatable to our target audience.
No, moms can buy Pringles too.
They don't buy steaks? No. Women don't know how to cook steak.
They don't know how to cook
Only
steak.
Only men know how to cook a steak.
Yeah.
Steak. And snake.
And snake. Yeah, it's weird. Actually, I would argue
I read the Bible. Women don't do well with snakes.
Michael, can I say something?
It goes real bad real quick.
It kind of screws everything up for everyone. Can I say something real quick, though?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it when people say they don't know how to cook a thing. Because ask me, I want you to think of anything in the whole world. I want you to ask me how to cook it.
Hey, how do you cook dragon fruit?
Heat.
Oh, good one. What if you don't use heat, though?
It's not cooking it, then. By nature of cooking, you have to heat it up.
You're such a little genius butthole.
What did you bring?
I almost segued in, but I didn't want to ruin your good jokes about Pringles. And mostly, I didn't want to stop eating them. But you want to know another food that once you start, like, once you pop it, you better not stop the fun. You better keep going.
What?
Cereal.
Oh!
This was the closest we've ever been to talking about the same food, because Pringles and cereals are kind of close.
I love cereal.
Let me tell you. My sister, Madison.
My sister?
Madison and Janin. On Twitter, said something about Frosted Flakes that had like Fruity Pebbles in it or some jank.
It doesn't sound very good to me.
That sounds, as someone that is a clean eater, like a nightmare. But
when you say clean eater, you mean you just don't mix your foods, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, dude. I need a detox if I eat food that's been mixed. That's why I don't like sour cream and onion chips. I only want one or the other.
I want sour cream.
And heaven knows I think sour cream is a vile, despicable substance.
I like sour cream or onion chips.
That's how they sell them. The chips actually come in the same bag, but it's the flavor is only one or the other, sour cream or onion. Kind of like,
stupid.
Speaking of which, those sour and sweet Skittles.
Ooh.
The best Skittles.
Those are so good.
Sweet and sour Skittles, the best Skittles. I think we talked about that. Anyway.
We did.
10 out of 10. So my sister said something about that nasty abomination, and then it made me want real Frosted Flakes extremely bad, so I bought some.
So here's one of the cool things about Frosted Flakes. They're one of the best cereals, but I would posit not while you're eating them. So you eat Frosted Flakes, and yes, it is very, very good.
Do you just like cleaning crap out of your teeth? Is that where you're going with this?
No.
Okay.
But then you drink the milk to the Frosted Flakes. And the milk is so... Frosted Flake milk is better than any other cereal milk.
I can't believe you don't like Frosted Flakes.
I do like Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes are amazing.
No. I'm not saying that. I love Frosted Flakes. Downside to them, I'm a slow eater, and they usually get a little soggy. And I think Frosted Flakes are soggy or bad. That's not a dunk on Frosted Flakes. That's my ability to not eat quickly. However, I do think the drinking of the Frosted Flake milk is the best experience in the Frosted Flake experience.
I want to say that Frosted Flakes are amazing. So I bought Frosted Flakes. I started eating my half the box. My daughter, in an act of aggression against her mother, dumped the rest of my Frosted Flakes out, and I was sadder than I've ever been.
Well, she didn't.
She was told to put them up, and she tried to swing them.
So she was acting out in aggression, but not. She did not dump them out because of.
Well, she was pretty much as when she realized that the Frosted Flakes were no longer viable, she was very sad as well.
Which, yeah, Amanda was like, I didn't punish her because I think her being so sad about the
Frosted Flakes. But I was sadder. They were my Frosted Flakes and I wanted them. And it was half a box and then I didn't have any because I was trying to be good. And my thing in my brain was, I'm going to start going back on my diet, but I will eat the rest of these Frosted Flakes because they'll go bad. And then I will be good. Then she dumped them, and I had no Frosted Flakes. So what did that mean I had to do? Not start my diet ever again. Which is what I've been doing so far. And it's working, because I've been playing in VR. But, do you have a cereal eating, like...
regimen?
Yeah. Like, how do you eat cereal? Like, do you, first of all, do you put the milk in first? Do you put the
cereal first?
Cereal first is the right answer.
Cereal first, yeah, because otherwise you don't get the amount of cereal you want.
And then you just go at the bowl, or like, I have this thing called the dissolving mountain method, which is I essentially stack most of the cereal on one side and I eat up a scoop worth out of like the side of the bowl that's closest to me. And then as the cereal, as I start emptying that section, it comes empty, I scoop off some of the dissolving mountain off the top into the wet part, so that constantly I'm getting new refreshes of relatively non-soaking cereal. And the only part that's super soggy is the part at the very bottom of the dissolving mountain, because it's been sitting in there the whole time protecting the rest of the cereal as a sacrifice.
So
it works well for Frosted Flakes, especially.
I have different, that sounds, I will try that for Frosted Flakes. I have different methods for different cereals. So, okay, like,
I want to hear this, because you're a cereal connoisseur.
I do love cereal so much, dude. So, like, you're, like, very, very small cereal types. Like, you got your, and very thin, like your Rice Krispies or mm-hmm. your Fruity Pebbles and stuff.
Yep.
You just go ham.
Okay.
You pour it in there. You get the milk
Fruity
in
Pebbles,
there.
You have no method. Yeah, yes.
You go
Fruity
ham.
Pebbles is just go so hard, you go so hard.
Yeah, until it's done. Like, you got to go for it, swing for those fences, and get all of it done before it goes soggy.
Also,
and
you don't have to feel bad about it, because if you're eating Fruity Pebbles, you've already decided to neglect that part of your life.
You've already. If so. You're eating Fruity Pebbles. But then some of, like, then you got, like, your normal cereals, which you kind of eat just at their leisure, or do kind of your thing, which I would put like, you don't like them, I don't think, but like Golden Puffs or like
Golden Puffs
Fruit
are
Loop.
A sin against humanity.
No, that's wrong. They're
Those
very
are
good.
Nasty.
No, they're very good.
They're the nastiest
okay.
thing.
No, they're very good. And another pro about Golden Puffs, your pee does smell like Golden
if
Puffs.
If you are listening to this podcast right now and you like Golden Puffs, please let me know, because I don't think humans should like those, but he thinks they're good. And I want to hear the split here. I want to hear the poll on whether Golden Puffs are good or no.
Big fan. But I would also lump like Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They have the same tolerance for milk, so I would recommend something like your Mountain. Try to keep them relatively crunchy and avoid sogginess, but also you don't have to eat them so quickly that you look like an animal.
Are Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks essentially the most mediocre of cereals? I have no problem with them, yet I never desire
Trix.
Them.
Trix is another good one.
No,
for
Trix are really
thing.
Good.
No, I'm just saying for that eating method.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
No, Trix are amazing. But then you get like your super, super crunchy cereals. Like you got your
Captain Crunch is half Crunches. To soak a little.
Yeah, no, yeah, Captain Crunch. That's the thing.
If you value the inside of your mouth, your Captain mm-hmm. Crunch is half to soak.
They taste better and they don't hurt. You get it in there and you dunk everything and let it chill for a little bit, and then you do. Unfortunately, with that method, there's no once the soggy process starts to happen. Excuse me. It doesn't slow down at all, so you do have to as soon as they are ready to eat. You have to eat them super quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a break between, oh man, adding the milk. We're good, adding the milk and eating. Like, you gotta wait. And I would think there's another kind of cereal I had to do that with.
The thing about Captain Crunch is if you do it wrong, you are punished. Like, it's the Dark Souls of cereal. If you do it wrong, you know you did it wrong, because then your mouth is basically on the verge of, like,
you're bleeding from the roof of your mouth a little
bit. It's like you got flogged on the inside of your mouth.
Or you also know, because if you wait too long, then it's just soggy and gross.
Yeah. That's how you... Yeah, dude. I feel like I would rather eat soggy Frosted Flakes than Captain Crunch, because those barrels or whatever the crap they're supposed to be
are
they're
like
little
mushy.
Nasty, nasty boys when they're smooshy. They're so nasty. The texture is
so
unparalleled
bad.
By anything I can think of.
It's so bad, dude. What's your favorite cereal?
It goes back and forth between a couple options, because sometimes I want some Lucky Charms. Sometimes, like right now, I really am into the Frosted Flake. I like a good Captain Crunch's Crunch Berries. Sometimes
Ooh.
I want a Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is a good example of one that is a little buck wild. Because I think they have a smaller window. I want my Cinnamon Toast Crunch to be a little less crunchy. So I want them to have a little bit more milk in them. But not soggy at all. But I think the window is a lot smaller than Captain Crunch is.
It's because they're thinner.
Makes sense. Like it, but it is rough. You got to hit that window perfect. But if you do, they're very good. The milk tastes good afterwards.
Yeah, I abandoned every single cereal that you have to add sugar to because I don't have that kind of time for that stress in my life. Cheerios. I used to love Crispix. Ooh. But if you have to add sugar to it, no.
I also add so much sugar to it that, like, the advantage to eating a cereal with less sugar in it goes away because I have more sugar in it, probably.
I knew people that put sugar in their Captain Crunch.
Yeah, and they have a problem.
That's a sin.
I do think that they'll be judged for that.
The 11th commandment. Thou shalt not put sugar on sugar cereal.
What cereal? There's a cereal that you're not supposed to put sugar in that I do, and it makes it 100 times better, and I can't think of it.
You know what's a nasty butt cereal?
What?
Chex.
Okay. However, Michael, proto Chex. Chex Quest.
Chex cereal is absolute butt for... Oh, man.
However...
You cannot get it soggy enough to chew without feeling like you are eating wicker...
Have you had Raisin Bran, dude? Dude, Raisin Bran feels like it's mulch.
Yeah.
There's, like, splinters in your cereal. Oh, dude, Honey Bunches of Oats, though. Put sugar in Honey Bunches of Oats, and it's one of the best cereals.
I like some good Honey Nut Cheerios.
Mm-hmm.
Honey Bunches of Oats
are good if you put sugar in it.
One time, because we live in America and there's a lot of white women here, I tried a pumpkin spice flavored like Cheerio. It was pumpkin spice Cheerio. It was weird in a way that I can't describe. It was good enough. I ate a decent amount. Very weird.
Another thing that I think is cool about you got, so you don't have a ton of seasonal like cereals at all, but you do have your Halloween cereals that come out every year.
Okay.
Like, you got your Boo Berries.
Are Boo Berries good?
Boo Berries are good. There's like two other kinds that I don't remember. I don't think they're as good as Boo Berries. But I do think that would be a great idea for cereal. Cereal, get at me with other types of holiday or seasonal themed. Like, why is there not a... Actually...
Why doesn't Marshmallow have his own cereal?
That's a good question.
Like Marshmallow the DJ, for those people that aren't moms.
Marshmallow should... have his own version of Lucky Charms that's just marshmallows.
And it just is his head.
Yeah, it's just his head. But in different colors. Or actually, you've loaded them with nanites, and if you listen to dubstep, they change colors to the beat. Like
you can feel
speakers.
The wubs in your teeth.
It's like crunch, but all you crunch is like... and then your mouth it just blows open and you spit out all the cereal.
Projectile vomit! I don't know why that's so funny to me, but that got me.
However, you do poop to the same rhythm though.
Heck darn me.
Cereal,
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Cereal's so good.
It's a comfort food, but also it's a breakfast food. And that basically covers the gambit of things that are good.
Also the perfect time, like snack.
Yeah.
Cereal is an anytime snack that's always good.
I feel like that's a good place to end this.
To call it.
Unless you've got anything special to say. Thanks for listening to the show, people, man. I was thinking about this the other day, and I was, like, thinking about all the world, and I went on YouTube, and I did this thing where I found a website where you could look up YouTube channels, and I realized just how many YouTube channels there are, because YouTube does a really good job of only showing you the popular stuff now.
That's fair.
And I was like, I wonder how many other channels are, like, you know, my subscriber count for Whack Matters. And
how many subscribers are we at?
48.
Dab on them, dude.
And let's just say that there is a lot of YouTube channels, and I started watching a lot of them. And heck yeah, we're better than a lot of these butt channels. I was trying to find out the next big thing or somebody to collab with, but they were all butt that I found. And I realized that there is just an infinite amount of things that you could be spending your time with. And if you choose to spend your time listening to this podcast, I'm so grateful. And we hope that we respond in kind by making you laugh or feel better or are happy or something.
At least happy. Yeah, you don't have to belly laugh.
You can laugh at us.
Yeah, you can laugh at us. You can laugh with us.
Either one.
You don't have to belly laugh. You can just do it. laugh.
You could ironically laugh at the state of the world.
You can acknowledge how much we desperately want you to laugh at us, even if you don't laugh. But just say, hey, thanks for trying so desperately hard.
Like a pity laugh.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's sad.
Oh, they're really swinging for those fences, though.
Yeah.
Look at them go.
So, yeah, I wanted to say thank you, and there's a lot of shows that are happening on this whole thing.
But you know what I want to say real quick, though? After you said thank you, I'm going to play Bad Cop. Share with a friend, guys. If you're one of the few people who legitimately watches, like, every week, and you do like this a lot, like, go find a friend who has a similar sense of humor than you and let them know about our thing.
There's a lot of people that joined at the that joined our Facebook page at the end of the year. We had a big push where we tried to push to 100 subscribers, and we got it. Getting to 124 followers now. And I want to say thank you for you new people. And also, if you're listening to this still, we hope you made you laugh. And yeah, if you want to share this with somebody, if you just want to like it on Facebook, if you're listening, we should say this at the beginning of the show because a lot of people on the videos don't see the end. But like, if you can just give us a like on a post, that helps us a lot in ways that the Facebook algorithm, like if you like something, it shows up for more people. And so if you like the show, just give us
is algorithm just like an Al Gore rhythm thing, and it's like to the beat of his heart, and that's how that all works and stuff.
Was that your dumb joke for the end of this podcast?
No.
Because you're not going to get any freaking worse than that. No, that's a terrible joke.
I arguably have a worse joke.
That is a terrible joke.
You have to laugh at my joke, though. Son of a
freaking gun. What's your stupid joke?
I learned this one from your kid.
Okay.
Who might have learned it from you, so.
Okay.
Bummer. Hey, Michael, why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
To get to the other side. Thanks for watching or listening.
Thanks for listening to the podcast that we produce here at WackMatters.com. Just in case you didn't know, we have a lot of different shows running right now. There's Life's What You Rate It, where me and my brother Mark rate everything on a scale from 1 to 10 that exists in the entire universe. Tune In, where Marcus and his friend Karsten talk about cartoons and their value for people of all ages. Of course, Whack Tracks, where me and a bunch of friends make commentary tracks for whatever shows or movies we might be into at the time. And our newest show on the network, The Music Matters, where my friend Trevor creates a discussion around all the matters relating to music. If you'd like to support the content we make here at WackMatters.com, please go to WackMatters.StoreMV.com and check out our merchandise section. We sell t-shirts right now, and there's more merchandise to come. Even if you don't want to buy a t-shirt, there is a donate button at WackMatters.com that you can use to support the content that we already make and to help fund creative ideas for the future. Additionally, this podcast is also brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial with Audible.com where you get to listen to a free audiobook of your choosing and can continue subscribing for an awesome audiobook content subscription. Remember, that's audibletrial.com/whackmatters. We love you all and hope you will continue checking out the content we make here at whackmatters.com. Have a great day.